March 14. Exodus 25. John 4. Proverbs 1. 2 Corinthians 13. Exodus chapter 25 and John chapter 4 are canonically tied together. The former begins the instructions for the construction of the tabernacle and its accoutrements, chapters 25 through 30. The tabernacle is the forerunner of the temple, built in Solomon's day. Repeatedly in these chapters, God says, "See that you make them according to the pattern shown you on the mountain," chapter 25, verse 40, or "set up the tabernacle according to the plan shown you on the mountain," chapter 26, verse 30, or the like. The epistle to the Hebrews picks up on this point. The tabernacle and temple were not arbitrary designs. They reflected a heavenly reality. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle, "See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain." Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. John chapter 4 finds Jesus in discussion with a Samaritan woman. Samaritans believed that the proper place to worship God was not Jerusalem, home of the temple, but on Mounts Gerizim and Ebal, since these were the last places stipulated for such worship when the people entered the land. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 29, and Joshua chapter 8, verse 33. They did not accept as scripture the texts concerning the monarchy. The woman wants to know what Jesus thinks. Is the appropriate place for worship these mountains, near where they are standing, or Jerusalem? John chapter 4, verse 20. Jesus insists that the time is dawning when neither place will suffice. Chapter 4, verse 21. This does not mean that Jesus views the Samaritan alternative as enjoying credentials equal to those of Jerusalem. Far from it. He sides with the Jews in this debate, since they are the ones that follow the full sweep of Old Testament scripture, including the move from the tabernacle to the temple in Jerusalem. Verse 22. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. Verse 23. This means, 1, with the coming of Christ Jesus and the dawning of the new covenant, appropriate worship will no longer be tied to a specific geographic location. Implicitly, this announces the obsolescence of the temple. Worship will be as geographically extensive as the Spirit, as God Himself who is Spirit. Verse 24. 2, worship will not only be in spirit, but in truth. In the context of this gospel, this does not mean that worship must be sincere. True in that sense. Rather, it must be in line with what is ultimately true. The very manifestation of truth. Jesus Christ Himself. He is the true light. Chapter 1, verse 9. The true temple. Chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. The true bread from heaven. Chapter 6, verse 25 and following. And more. True worshipers worship in spirit and in truth.